This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show. I'm very excited today to get an opportunity to talk to someone I've been a fan of for a very, very long time. You probably know her best from her seasons as Aunt Vivian on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She's been all over television and film. She has broken barriers throughout her life. The first African-American homecoming queen at Northwestern University. And I can only imagine what that was like since I attended Northwestern, Daphne. In 68, I went to Northwestern. And it was an interesting experience, let me say that. Daphne Maxwell Reed joining us on the phone this morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Absolutely excellent. Doing well.
Yeah, so looking back on those days, I guess a lot of us were groundbreakers in many ways, integrating society, as it were, really, back
right.
then in the late 60s and early 70s.
Yes, we were. And we didn't intend to be pioneers. It just happened that we were the first to do things, just stepping out on faith.
Well, that was not your only first. I know you're the first woman of color to make the cover of Glamour magazine. And that must have been really an outstanding experience for you.
It's sad to say, but it just happened. I wasn't expecting it. I was as surprised as everybody else was. And it had come from a photo shoot that had taken probably about 15 minutes.
That's the way those things work, right?
That's the way they work. It was just another, you know, sit here, shoot this. Okay, thank you, goodbye, go back to school. And I did. And surprise, surprise, look who's on the cover.
Exactly. Well, you know, we truly, truly loved you on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And isn't it amazing how that show has lasted and withstood the test of time? I mean, still in syndication after all this time and with new fans all the time.
Third generation, I think.
That is just crazy.
It's just wonderful. It was such a wonderful melange of people. It was great stories told well and a lot of fun to be had and shared.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of great relationships that you guys have kept over the years, too,
yes.
which is kind of nice as well.
It really makes working very, very pleasurable.
Yeah, well, a lot of people know you from your modeling and acting, but I don't know how many people know about your passion for pictures and for sewing, which I was really surprised to hear all about this. Tell us a little bit about your photography, how you got into it, and what it is that you really like to capture.
Well, I've had a camera since I was a little girl because my daddy used to shoot pictures. We have so many pictures of growing up in New York that my daddy took, and I thank goodness got to keep all of those. But I've always had a camera, and I always shot things that were of interest to me, little tiny flowers and landscape, all sorts of little things that I have captured over the years. But when I turned 60, I had been traveling a lot and seemed to have focused on doors. And probably when I was at Northwestern, I studied interior design and architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have an eye for the detail of architecture. And doors really got my attention because I love the craftsmanship and the colors and the textures and what God does to a door that's been sitting there.
Yeah.
So it seemed like in my collection of things, I had a lot of pictures of doors. So some friends of mine who kind of sat around with me after every trip I took said, oh, you know, you should, you know, put this up in a gallery. These are good pictures. I'm going, well, you got to be an artist to do that. And they said, and? So on my 60th birthday, I woke up and announced to myself that I was going to be a photographic artist. And I went about trying to figure out how to do that. And it turned out that I just had a passion for the doors, and they meant so much to me that I could share with other people, like adventure and curiosity, and it means opportunity. It's a metaphor for life. So I kept taking pictures of doors, and I did a couple of gallery shows and sold large prints until the economy crashed in 2008. So then I started selling note cards, and I was getting a great reception, and I was doing speaking engagements. And people wanted me to talk about my journeys with the doors. And I spoke about it so often, I said, you know, I ought to write this down. And that started a new journey for me in publishing. And I wrote a book, and I put it all together on my computer, and I published it myself, and I sold it. And I said, wow, I can do this. And since then, I have written 4 books about doors, and they just keep selling. So I'll keep doing it.
You've done calendars too, right?
I do calendars, note cards, big prints, little prints, and the books. And I just keep them coming. I do a different country every year for the calendar. And this past year, 2018, is Venice. And 2017 was Scotland, which was really a great trip.
Oh, that is really awesome. Any excuse to travel, right, Daphne?
Just, amen, sister.
That's so funny. You know, I love doors as well. I mean, I have some incredible pictures of doors that we took in Florence and also in Venice. In Europe, there's so much of that and so many old doors as well. So they have, as you alluded to, what God has done to them, too.
And Morocco is an incredible place. I had to do two collections of my Moroccan doors because there's so many, and it's so fantastic.
Well, you know, you are, I'm telling you, I'm just surprised every moment by all the things that you're into, because I understand also you're quite the cook and quite the seamstress. So let's talk a little bit about your new cookbook, Grace and Soul and Mother Wit.
Yes, and it's a memoir. I've been collecting recipes from people that I've worked with or met or who mean something to me for years and years and years. And Tim and I used to, like, go to the photocopy store and print out these little recipe books that we would give for Christmas presents. And I said, you know, I've really got to do this a little better than a photocopy. So it took a couple of years, but finally decided, okay, this is the year I'm going to get this done, and completed it and made it a memoir with thoughts of both of my parents who are gone and all the people who helped me become the woman that I've become with the skills that I have. I was born blessed. I just say thank you, God, every day for that. And he gave me a bunch of gifts, and it's up to me to share these gifts. And cooking and writing and sewing and photography are all manifestations of the gifts that he gave me that I must express.
Yeah, you know, use them or lose them. You know how that goes.
That's
definitely
right. And now, I love cooking.
And now you're using your seamstress skills as well. So tell me about Daphne's style. And I guess you can also then use your design, you know, everything you've learned about that too.
Everything. It's all a melange.
It's all creativity at its highest.
Yeah, and it's the skills that I got growing up in the projects when I was a little girl. I've been sewing since I was a little girl as well, and I've always made clothes for myself. But people started looking at some of the things that I was making and said, oh, can you make me one? I said, no. Until finally I hit on a design that I liked that I could kind of do in a more expressive way, and decided, okay, I'll sell these. And I will sell them as art projects. Since I've declared I'm an artist, I'll stay an artist. And it also helps with pricing. So I decided I love Chinese silk brocade, and I've made toppers is what I call them. They're jackets or coats or whatever you want to call them. You wear them over something else, and they are so versatile, comfortable, timeless, and brilliantly colored that I feel like I'm wearing jewelry when I put on one of my coats. So I started selling those, and I have two styles that I make, and I custom make them all, and it's been a lovely journey with that as well.
Oh, this is, you know, it's fantastic, isn't it, to be able to do things and to let your imagination fly like that, to create, as it were.
Oh, to create. You got to create. You got to create what you're doing the next day. Even if you're going to a regular job, you got to create your life within that job.
Yeah, that's true. You know, one of the things that I really love and admire about you, Daphne, so much is you and your husband, Tim Reed, two of my favorite celebrity couples. Just, you know, I've admired you guys from afar. I mean, you know, we have the Northwestern connection. Also, I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia.
Wow. Double connection.
It's a little scary. That's why when they called me about you, I was like, OMG, I'm finally going to get to talk to Daphne Maxwell Reed.
Oh,
you know,
anytime.
Something I've wanted to do for a long time. But, you know, with Valentine's Day coming up, I want you to talk a little bit about your relationship, how your love has grown over the years, and how you've managed to stay together and be one of my favorite couples.
Well, Well, being in the same business is always a challenge, so there has to be an understanding of trust and love and security that you start with, and then you assist each other in becoming the people that we want to become. And he's been a wonderful, wonderful assist to my dreams. I've helped him with his dream, and we've shared family together. He came with two kids. I came with one, since we were second marriages. And we integrated those families and grew a wonderful, wonderful group of folk who are just great people. And that's with raising kids, that's a hard thing to do. But getting there is a joy. And we have grandchildren and lives that just span the world. Tim is still working in front of the camera as well as behind the camera. He's got a studio that he does documentary filmmaking in. He has an institute that he trains young filmmakers, and they just got an award this week in Atlanta.
Oh, congratulations
for a documentary
to Tim.
They did. And he's an artist in residence at Morgan State University, where he does a documentary class. And I'm doing my sewing and my photography and my speaking engagements and my cooking engagements. And we just are here to support each other. And the love that we have for each other is, at this point in our lives, it's a gentle love. That hot and heavy is, okay, we're young and hot and heavy, but you grow mellow, but you still have the real friendship and kindness for each other that really manifests itself later in a 40-year-old marriage.
Exactly.
We've only been married about 36 years, I think.
That is really awesome. You know, there's got to be a friendship there, you know, so when that initial thrill is over, you still like each other. And can talk and laugh together.
Yeah. Poke around and try to find some of that thrill.
Well, I have one thing to say to you, Daphne. You and Tim need to stop being so lazy and do something.
We'd probably wring each other's necks if we weren't so busy.
But this is the measure of a life, though, to seek and find new things that you can do to make life interesting for yourself.
Oh, gosh. And age has nothing to do with it. I turned 70 this year, and I intend to start another career, and I have to figure out what that might be.
I love it. Well, I'm right behind you. You know, my 91-year-old mom lives in Newport News, and she still drives. She still lives alone. She's a computer fanatic and is always finding things to do. And, you know, she's a role model for me in that way. But I am so excited about everything you're doing. I'm going to look for Daphne Style right away. And also Grace Plus Soul and Mother Wit. Is that that's the way you say it?
I say Grace Soul and Mother Wit.
Grace Soul and Mother Wit. And we need all of that.
Oh, yes. And I explain what Mother Wit is for those who don't know, the other folk.
That is quite neighborly of you, my friend. Daphne Maxwell Reed, living proof that a lifetime can be full of just wonderful experiences if you just try them.
Just go for it. Jump off that cliff and try something.
Well, promise us that when you're back in L.A. that you'll stop by the studio so we can get a chance
to
talk face to face.
Let's do that.
All right. Give our best to Tim and congratulations on all of these new projects. I think it would make a really, really nice Valentine's gift. Mother's Day is coming up too, the cookbook or anything from Daphne Style. So
thank you, sweetheart.
Thank
you.
Be
well.
God bless you. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much, Pat. Take care.